No one probably could have imagined 40 years ago how digital photography would change our world. Not even Steve Sasson, the electrical engineer who developed the first digital camera in a lab at Kodak in 1975.
It's about the size of a toaster, weighs about 8.5 pounds.
Wow.
And it's full of circuitry and an odd-colored blue box on the top with a big lens sticking out of it. It was purely a prototype, an experiment to see if an all-electronic still camera could actually be built.
And for the first time, that camera is on display. It's part of an exhibit on the history of imaging at the George Eastman House. Sasson says we might have never laid eyes on this first camera that worked without moving parts had he not saved it.
Shouldn't have, by the way. We normally, for R&D purposes, you end up destroying these things. But I must tell you, I just thought it was such a cool project, I kept it. So I just kept it in a drawer.
What was the reaction to this phenomenon within Kodak in the mid-1970s? Sasson said it was diverse.
I thought people would ask me all the questions about how did I get this to work or that to work, because I really had to do a lot of weird things to make this all work. And they didn't. What they asked me were these more galactic questions, like, why would anybody want to look at their picture on a television set?
The first digital image ever captured was that of Joy Marshall, a Kodak lab assistant. The image that came up on the playback unit, this was before personal computers, was crude before some adjustments were made.
And what we saw was her hair. She had black hair. It was a white background. I could see the black hair, shoulder length, and I could see the white background, but her face was complete static. It was just completely unrecognizable.
Does Joy realize she was the first digital
image? I don't think she ever forgave me. A lot of reporters have called her up and tried to contact her. I know that, and asked her about that. And I think she remembers it, probably barely, because, you know, it was just one of those things. There was an interesting place, the lab we were working in. It was full of all kinds of people doing really odd things. The fact that somebody took a really bad picture of her probably wasn't prevalent in her memory.
She would have done her hair had she known with such historic significance. The Eastman House is hosting a panel discussion on Saturday on how the shift from analog to digital photography has changed our relationship to the images in our lives.
I think photography now has become what I call a casual form of conversation rather than sort of something to capture a specific event. People use pictures now because they're so easy to capture and they're so easy to transmit and send as a form of conversation. Rather than text something, you'll just send a picture, right? And that's the message, you know.
Are we missing anything by giving up film? Is there any qualities to film that you don't see in digital?
I think you have to talk to photographers about that. You know, I'm not a photographer, but as a user, I see very little that I'm losing. But I know photographers, they've got a sensibility. We certainly lost the physicality of dealing with film. You know, if you were like your dad, who was a photographer, and he might have developed in his basement or something, he had to handle the film, deal with the chemicals. There was a physicality that sort of brought you in bonding with your images. We've sort of lost that.
Steve Sasson, inventor of the first digital camera, will be at the Eastman House discussion Saturday, along with photographer Robert Burley and James Estrin of the New York Times.
And we're going to have dialogue with the audience. Hopefully a lot of people will come and tell us how they're doing with this, because I'd like to know. I know how I relate to it, and I hear stories, but the people in Rochester, their whole lives have been somehow touched with by photography for over 100 years. How we doing, Rochester?
That panel discussion starts at 1 Saturday afternoon at the George Eastman House, and the exhibition Innovation in the Imaging Capital is on display at the Eastman House through January.